Here's a little bit, and we're going to turn to the book of Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. We've been doing a series on the family entitled Our Home, and the title of this morning's message is Our Family as a Witness. Let's ask God's help. Oh dear Lord, we thank you for the way we've been able to draw close to you in the service this morning, in our singing and hearing songs sung, and we thank you that your grace is greater than any situation that we find ourselves in. Now, Lord, as we come to your word today, we pray that we might hear and be changed and be helped by it. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Nearly 20 years ago, Nolan and I were going as missionaries to the Gambia, West Africa, and in preparation to go to Africa, we had to travel around various churches in Australia and the United States, and obviously we were raising support at that time. This meant that we got to stay in the homes of many Christian families. You might think that we would remember each family that we stayed with, but I've got to say, I don't. They kind of, after you've been to 25, 30, 50, they kind of all merge together and blur together. But I do remember one outstanding Christian family. I learnt much from being in their home. Both parents and children lived Christ. The relationships in the family were sweet, and let me tell you, whether you intend to or not, if you stay with a family over a weekend, you pick up little things. The family devotions were a delight. Their Christianity was no facade, no put-on. It was real and deep, and the focus of their lives was the Lord Jesus. Does that sound too good to be true? I'm sure if we'd stayed with them longer, we would have seen little problems and issues that they were dealing with too, because no person is perfect, and certainly no Christian family is perfect. But they were an outstanding Christian family. Do you think they'd stand out on their street? Of course. Do you think they would be a model family in their church? Absolutely. One faithful Christian will be a witness, but to have a family of Christians interacting in all godliness is a bit like getting headlights in the eyes. It's just something that you can't ignore. One Christian author on family life observes, "Around us we see the wholesale breakdown of family life. People are looking for help desperately. Our country has never before experienced such flagrant disregard for law and order. Teenagers have no respect for authority. They argue with their parents. They talk back to their teachers and finally run afoul of the law. Parents opt out of their responsibilities to their children, to society, and to each other. Divorce rates climb. A befuddled society staggers under first one blow and then another, struck at the very foundations of that society's structure. What it needs is not words merely. It needs lived out examples of family life. If advice and instruction were enough, we could broadcast such to the masses. But the masses will only be reached by us, Christian fathers, Christian mothers, and Christian children, who quietly begin to live out the kind of family life which God is calling us to. Then Jesus will find access into many hearts and homes. Christian families have rarely had a better environment, this author goes on to say, than at the present time in which to witness for Christ. We do not say the easiest setting. On the contrary, it's one of the most difficult situations that history has presented the Christian family. But for that very reason, the opportunity is unparalleled. More than Christian individuals, we need Christian families to glare the light of Christ into people's eyes. It is God's design. He has told us. It is God's intention that family relationships be a picture of God's relationship with His church. The Christian family is an object lesson to an ignorant world. If they don't read a Bible, they ought to be able to see the difference that Christ makes in us. There is one passage of Scripture that explains God's intentions better than any other, and you know it well. It is one of the commonest passages that is used at marriage ceremonies, and that's Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5 to 6, in that passage, there are four snapshots of God's relationship with his people that he intends to communicate through family relationships. He intends to communicate this to a watching world. The first statement about God's relationship to his people, us, his church, is pictured by the Christian wife. Submission to God is pictured by a Christian wife's submission to a husband. Verse 22 of chapter